This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Lucas Siegel. He is the co-founder and CEO of AlternaScript, the direct-to-consumer health tech company. AlternaScript currently offers three cutting-edge products through an online subscription. Each are made from with clinically studied and scientifically backed ingredients. They are Optimine, a premium nootropic supplement, Rest Up, a sleep aid, and New Culture, the probiotic of the future. Lucas, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you so much.
And certainly our pleasure. So for starters, tell us what inspired you to create your business in the health industry.
Yeah, so when we go after markets and create businesses, we don't really look at it as what products can we create or what businesses can we start. We look at it as what systemic issues can we fix and address, and how do we build then a business around that so that it's a sustainable solution. The health industry in general was riddled with some systemic issues that we thought really needed to be addressed. One of them is an overprescribed kind of epidemic going on throughout the United States, where there's just too many prescriptions going around for people that don't actually have those health problems that the drugs were intended for. And additionally, off-label drug abuse is just a massive problem in the United States. And on the other side of that, health supplements and health products, so many times in this country, are based off of what I call voodoo science, where some guy in his basement thinks he has this way to increase metabolism and starts selling stuff, and it's just not really proven health benefits. So we wanted to really address the two issues, which was an overprescribed epidemic of people in the United States and a health industry that was backed by products that didn't really work. So what we do is create supplements and health products that are backed by the same science as you would really require from a high-tech pharmaceutical company with just serious substantiation, but we build all of our products for the aspect of health and actually keeping people healthy and not proliferating the problem.
So, Lucas, how do you think technology is changing the retail space? Touch on that, if you would.
Yeah, so technology is changing the retail space in a lot of different ways. What it's doing is it's connecting people in a way that was never actually available before. And an example of that is Facebook. So a business is really just a accumulation of people all working on the same project. And Facebook has allowed us to connect with our customers in a way that brands 10 years ago would only even dream of. We have such a good direct relationship with our customers, and what it really is technology enabling us to communicate with them and us to be friends with them.
Also, Lucas, why have you chosen a direct-to-consumer model for your business, AlternaScript? Certainly would like to hear your reasoning there.
Yeah, so direct-to-consumer really means that we've cut out a middleman and work directly with our customers. And as a health product company, you know, people take their health really seriously and they want their answers to be addressed. And, you know, I ask you, how many times have you been to a store and bought a product and had a question about it and not known where to turn? Probably a lot. And the trend is that big box stores like Best Buy and like all these different Walmart and all these companies are really eliminating employees on the floor. So there's really no way to get the information that you need. And with a direct-to-consumer market, we can have a personal relationship with our customers. They can call us and ask us questions they have about our products or about their lives or about their health. And we take over 1,000 calls a day in our call center and have trained specialists, which is just kind of the future, I think, of having a relationship and a friendship with your customers.
And I would certainly agree with you there. Today we're joined by Lucas Siegel, the co-founder and CEO of AlternaScript, the direct-to-consumer health tech company, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design that you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Lucas, what is the benefit of offering your product as a completely free trial to consumers?
So a lot of people think I'm nuts for doing this, but I think that especially with health products, if a company doesn't let you try it to make sure that you like it, then they probably don't expect you to actually like it. And they definitely don't stand behind their brand. So we offer a totally free trial on our products. And it's my belief that you should offer a free trial or a heavily discounted rate so that for the first time, so that people can understand whether they actually like your products. And if they don't, they shouldn't have to buy it. So that's really, you know, you go to a store like Costco and they hand out free samples, and it's because those companies know that when you try it, you're going to love it. And we're just the same way.
And you certainly got to love that. Now, do you think businesses are too dependent on social platforms such as Facebook to find new customers and to have meaningful communication with them? I'd like to hear your take on that as well.
Yeah, so I'm being published in Forbes this week about this exact subject, which I call modern-day digital sharecropping. So basically, if you're creating content on Facebook and creating a community on Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram or Twitter, and that's the only way that you're really connecting with your customers, that content that you create and those relationships that you establish are essentially equivalent to planting seed on someone else's land. You don't own Facebook. Facebook can kick you off at any time, and they can tell you what you can and cannot say. So I think it's extremely important for entrepreneurs, and I learned this the hard way, for entrepreneurs to build communities on real estate that they own, whether it be phone, whether it be direct mail, whether it be email lists or their own websites. Because if you get too reliant on external platforms, you need to realize that, you know, it's the same epiphany that I had. I've spent millions of dollars building and distributing content on Facebook's land. And I realized that I didn't actually own any of it. And that's a scary realization if you're extremely dependent on those platforms for your distribution.
And that's certainly a serious, serious matter. We appreciate your bringing attention to that. Certainly something to ponder on without a question. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed a lot of topics. So I'll just kind of give you an overview of kind of my thoughts on e-commerce. Over the next, you know, Americans and people in general have been accustomed to buying products in stores, and that's quickly changing. And I think our goal as e-commerce entrepreneurs is to, over the next 10 years, provide the same instant gratification that you would get offline in a store and be able to recreate it online. We need to, as online entrepreneurs, take the benefits of having an in-store experience and replicate it, and not just replicate it. That's kind of my outlook on where e-commerce is going, and Amazon has done a great job of taking some of that. And then more content-driven companies like Alterniscript, my company, is kind of going an extra step further. And it's going to be really amazing to see kind of the impact that makes on health, e-commerce, and just the way people try products and have relationships with companies.
Once again, Lucas, certainly has been great to have had you, and certainly have brought focus in on several matters and issues that will be helpful for our listeners moving forward to take action accordingly. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Alterniscript.
Yeah, you can go to alterniscript.com, www.alterniscript.com. And we have three products: Optimind, which is a cognitive enhancement brain supplement. We have Rest Up, which is a non-narcotic, non-addictive sleep aid. And then we have New Culture, which is a probiotic. And you can try all of our products for totally free and see if they're a great fit.
And you certainly can't beat that, Lucas. It certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Lucas Siegel, the co-founder and CEO of Alterniscript, the direct-to-consumer health tech company. Alterniscript currently offers three cutting-edge products through an online subscription. Each are made from clinically studied and scientifically backed ingredients. They are Optimine, a premium nootropic supplement, Rest Up, a sleep aid, and New Culture, the probiotic of the future. And for your experience, visit Alterniscript.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and a money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or website design from DesignCrowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.